Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by an author, podcaster, and mafia expert. He's identified 36 rules common to the American underworld and put them down in his book, The Don, 36 Rules of the Bosses. We welcome RJ Roger.
How you doing, brother?
Absolutely great. RJ, let's go beyond the mic. What made you love the mafia?
I just grew up as a kid, and my mother used to watch gangster flicks nonstop, and my father, they liked gangster flicks, and then I just would sit there as watching it. And we were kind of a poor family, so we didn't have cable and things like that. This is back when the VCRs were in, and you would just watch VHS, and that's all we had in the house. So I just kept watching it, and instantly I liked it, though, as a young kid, instantly.
You consider this book your lifetime achieving project. Why?
Well, because I've been working on it. For one, just to get the book published that we're talking about today, it took me 12 years between writing and researching and finding an agent, finding a publisher, and getting it in stores. So the, you know, what I went through to get this book out, coming from where I come from, I don't come from a writer's background. I have no lineage. I have no family in the business. It's very hard to go from a self-published writer, a guy from a small town, from deep poverty, and then to be able to get into Manhattan and work with top agents and editors and producers and publishers and things. And it was a fight. I mean, if I ever told the story on what I had to go through to get it done, it could be a movie in itself.
RJ, how did this book transform your original treatise, The Olive Branch, 36 Rules of the Bosses, to what it is today?
Well, the original was, so that was the original that was a self-published. And then when I met Yost Alfers, who's the producer of the 48 Laws of Power, he's my agent. He produced Robert Greene's 48 Laws and he produced my book. It was just the naked 36 rules. It was written totally different, same rule theory. But he said, hey, you know, you have to do more storytelling. You have to give more history, more background. We have to edit the book a little more to make it a little more, to fit on the shelves, to be able to sell in any store. Because it was very raw, the first one. The first one had the most pure language, how the mob spoke and things. It had slurs, racial slurs and things, right from their mouth. But he said, we have to clean this up a little bit or no publisher's ever going to pick it up.
What was the best piece of advice Yost ever gave you?
Wow. If it doesn't fly, it doesn't live. And he's always telling me, if you want to be a recognized, the most famous writer in your kitchen, then don't listen to me. But if you want to, but things have to get into the world. Things have to fly into the world for them to live.
Author of The Don, 36 Rules of the Bosses, RJ Roger joins us beyond the mic. And RJ, it's time for the Rocky Nate. 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Got it.
When was the last time you went to an Eagles game and did they win?
Yes. And it was the last, the NFC championship game that sent them to the Super Bowl.
Best gift your daughter's ever given you?
Handmade, hero art project, that she made in school.
I think I know the answer, but I gotta ask, what is the best mob movie of all time?
I will say best mob movie of all time is Godfather 2.
So, what's your favorite type of cannoli?
Just a regular cannoli.
Makes sense. What kind of steak do you like, and how do you like it cooked?
Filet mignon, medium well.
Which capo was your favorite?
I'd say Frank Costello all the way up, when at every rank. He's the quintessential mafia don.
Now, in your book, you talk about the 5 types of mob bosses. So if you could be a mob boss, which of the 5 types you would have preferred to be? Would it be a cooking pot, maid, boss, red pepper, or rosebush?
Cooking pot, for sure.
Getting all the education early. If you could add a 37th rule, what would it have been?
There was a 37th rule, but it wasn't politically correct. It was, do you want to know what it was?
Sure, tell me.
Find solace in a mistress.
Let's sneak in one more with RJ Roger, author of The Don, 36 Rules of the Bosses Beyond the Mic. RJ, you said, quote, Chicago and Detroit are active, but never in the news because they've innovated and evolved. The 5 families in Philadelphia are laughable, still trying to extort and snatch purses. Go legit. The mom has the ability to completely legit now. unquote. Do you ever see a fully legit American mafia?
We've never saw it, but the ideals and the principles that they represent as far as shared resources, working as a team, working in a hierarchy of trusting the person above you who has more senior knowledge and wisdom, everybody putting a piece in, that is a effective business model. It's what worked and make them as powerful as they became a multi-billion dollar industry. Once they lost touch of those values, that's when it stopped working. So the world's too sophisticated today to operate in a criminal enterprise on a corner, but you can use the same model and do it legitimately, in my opinion. It would be like, I always say, the mob is the first major socialist group in America.
Let's sneak in a couple more with R.J. Roger, author of The Don Beyond the Mic. Who did you talk to for this book that opened your eyes?
I wouldn't say there was a particular, you mean as far as somebody within the life?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I talked to one person in particular, but some of the great words that, like, Joe Valachi's testimony, Michael DeLeonardo's testimony, firsthand accounts, those kind of people really open your eyes towards what the life is like. It's a bad life. It's a terrible life. Bad for anybody who's involved in it. It will always end bad.
It's time for one big question with RJ Roger Beyond the Mic. RJ, you said, quote, "There's only one rule to making content. Stop caring what people think," unquote. What do you think now that people are reading and falling in love with your book? Do you care now?
I've learned to not take the praise any stronger than I take the contrary. There's two types of people. I break them down as uploaders and commenters. There's a role for each one. The guy who's the content maker, his job isn't do his job. The commenter is supposed to do their job.
Where can people find you online?
On Instagram, at RJ Roger. On Twitter, at RJ Roger. I'm on YouTube. I have a show called Mikey Scars. If you search Mikey Scars on YouTube, you'll find my YouTube platform.
You would have been a cooking pot. Loves a filet medium well and wants you to read his book, The Don, 36 Rules of the Bosses. RJ Roger, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, brother. Wow, you really were prepared.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.